When night falls, enter the woods at your peril, for inside lurks something worse than the devil. Avoid at all costs the gathering place, where at midnight the pigman roams on canic chase. I'm Alan Brill, and this is a brilliant tidbit. Warning, it gets dark in here. On September 3rd, 2024, at around 9 p.m., a self-described bat enthusiast known simply as Ralph entered Castle Ring and saw something truly monstrous. He was listening intently for the squeak of the nocturnal mammals he sought when he saw something huge and definitely not human. He continued along the path towards the creature, but said his jaw dropped and almost hit the floor. The thing was definitely not human. It was at least 10 feet tall and seemed to have the head of a pig, but its body was covered with thick black fur, as reported in Birmingham Live on October 20th, 2024. That sounds utterly terrifying. Now, where could such a terrible thing have come from? How can it exist? In his book, Werewolves and the Pigman, Exposing England's Strangest Location, Canic Chase, Lee Brickley puts this forth about the pigman origin mythos. He says that sometime during the Second World War, British and American scientists, in an effort to keep up with the Nazis, they were ordered to perform just these sick and disgusting genetic experiments, and they did it on unwilling and annoying subjects. And during all their activities in this, it's alleged they discovered a potential for organs and cells of certain animals to enter and be accepted into the body of test subjects. Various experiments are said to have taken place, but the one that we're focusing on here today involved a lady who was hypnotized and forcibly impregnated with this chemical concoction of human sperm cells bound to pig DNA, and then they were going to rehypnotize her at the time of birth and abduct the child for further testing. They observed her for 10 months, no sign of the pregnancy taking hold, so okay, it didn't work, we're going to leave her alone. And then they all kind of disbanded that grouping of scientists, and they went on to pursue the next big thing, you know. But about a year later, and just out of the blue, and no admitted physical contact with the opposite sex, the lady began to show signs of oncoming child. Yeah. Apparently the morning sickness was just horrible. And eventually her family disowned her and threw her out on the street because they thought she was, you know, having sex out of wedlock. So, with nowhere else to go, she took refuge on Canic Chase, and there she is believed to have given birth to a human-pig hybrid. Now, she loved this ugly little thing, and she didn't want it to be forced into a life of, like, circus performances, or she didn't want it to undergo cruel state-sponsored experiments, so she chose to stay there in Canic Chase, living as a kind of hermit there in the woods, until her death about 6 years later. However, the pig child, that's what he was known as then, just a little baby, he evidently survived and grown into the monster that people now fear, the pig man. Okay, now, you know, with Adolf Hitler and the Nazi Party, they definitely did conduct horrible, terrible, inhuman experiments, mainly inspired by their fascination with mythology, eugenics, and creating a superhuman race, and they did pursue experiments in animal-human hybrids, and some accounts suggest they attempted to inseminate animals with human sperm and vice versa, but the scientific feasibility of these endeavors is it's nil. It's not going to work, right? So I think that we can safely label this origin theory just ridiculous and move on to theory number two. Okay, Gerald Gardner, he's known as the father of modern Wicca, and he was big in the revival of contemporary pagan witchcraft. And he was living in the New Forest area of southern England during the Second World War, and he became involved with a group called the New Forest Coven. Now, Gardner claimed the coven engaged in a magical ritual known as the Cone of Power to protect Britain from potential German invasion. So could this or another pagan ritual have summoned the beast? It's probably worth noting here that Gardner is largely regarded as a joke at best by most scholars and historians. And I find this theory a lot of fun, summoning monsters to help protect Britain during the Second World War. But ultimately, it falls short for me. Which brings us to theory number three. Now, Vivian Powell, who investigated this case for the Journal of the Center for Fortean Zoology, issue 75, available on Amazon, and upon which I relied heavily for the story, and she is finishing her investigation of Cannock Chase, and she got back to the parking lot with her husband, and he laid this theory on her. She writes, "He claimed it was just a bloke wearing a mask trying to frighten people at night. And then the penny dropped. The car park is used as a dogging site. I've since discovered that this place is indeed used in this way. My theory is that once the pub has called last orders and kicked everyone out, that the car park then really becomes active with doggers." Here Jonathan Downs helpfully explains, "For those of you unfamiliar with the term, in some regions, particularly in the UK, dogging refers to engaging in sexual activities in public places, often in secluded areas like parks or car parks, and sometimes with the intention of being watched by others or watching others." Vivian continues, "Precautions with wearing masks to hide identity or to scare away the ghost hunters could be used. With the advent of the horror film these days and latex masks available so freely, the Saw mask popped into my head, which was used in the film with a piggy face and long black hair. Could this be what the watcher saw? A lady of my acquaintance told me that animal masks are often worn by devotees of such activities who wish to remain anonymous, and that, yes, Castle Ring is certainly used for such things." Now, this sounds incredibly reasonable to me. Just one little thing. Remember our bat watcher, Ralph? He claimed that the creature he saw was 10 feet tall and covered in black fur. Of course, I'm sure he could misjudge the thing's size, but 10 feet tall? Even if he exaggerated by 3 feet, what are the odds of a 7-foot dude in a pig mask out dogging on that night? Still, I'm inclined to agree with Vivian's conclusion on this one. And here's some more bad news for those of us who want so badly for the pigman to be out there just running amok. The story seems to have originated with the controversial Tony Doc Shields. He was, and I quote, "friend, mentor, and in many ways father figure to Jonathan Downs," who goes on to write, "As is always the case, it was difficult to know whether Tony was telling the unvarnished truth, making something up, or something in between." Now, I've mentioned Jonathan Downs a couple of times. He's the director for the Center of Fortean Zoology and the editor of Animals and Men, the journal of the Center of Fortean Zoology. And it's worth mentioning again that I got this story out of the Spring 2025 issue. Check it out. Now, I can't cover the Pigman without giving props to Cosmo Kramer, who rescued him from the hospital. Your bravery is well noted, K-Man. So, whether the product of insidious human experimentation, a conjured infernal champion of Britain, a dogger in a latex mask, or nothing more than a figment of Doc Shield's imagination, Pigman has given me great joy, and the night is a little darker with the thought of him dwelling inside it, awaiting us in our nightmares. So I say, here's to you, Pigman. Long may you rule the night.